I'm Susan Montanaro, and you're listening to Dreams and Detours, a show about the life we plan to have versus the one we're living, for better or not. Everybody has a story, and I believe we find ourselves in each other's stories. Hi, it's Susan Montanaro. When I kicked off the year, I knew I wanted to include more stories about loneliness, but who knew we'd be in this situation? It was not only a personal experience for me, but I had begun meeting others who were focusing on it as well. My friend Jeremy founded the Foundation for Art and Healing, which also includes the Unlonely Project. It's a really unique space with awareness and research that surrounds art and healing. Really should check it out. Another friend has a writing project on this topic. And as I've been learning, many known personalities are having conversations around loneliness and how it is impacting us as a society. I've posted a few short episodes with my own thoughts and experiences, and the reception has been warm and strong from you. This show is about the life we are living versus the one we thought we would have. It is about detours and where those new roads have taken us, whether that has been for the better or not. So here we are, quarantined in our homes, and I thought we should continue talking about loneliness. There are many of us, myself included, who are going it alone. The isolation on any given day before all of this started was already tricky to manage. Now it's a little more than I can personally tolerate. I know I'm not alone, and I want to put it out there for anyone who might need to hear that. The live online events and posts from various people have been tremendous. There are amazing dance parties. Shout out to Questlove and DJ Nice. They have been really super and helpful, as we could see by the amount of people tuning in and finding so much happiness listening to great music. At times, though, for me, I've needed to reduce my screen time. It's just been a little bit too much overload, just too much information coming at me, and I'm sure that you might agree that it's just been way more than any of us can really take on any given day. We know we have to wash our hands and we need to sit tight and stay home. Full disclosure, I had a miserable dark day this week. It happens, and I'm not immune to these moments. I got into a funk about all that is not happening and couldn't see beyond it. It's debilitating. It lasts a day and then it lifts. I have come to understand myself when this happens and the need to be productive, to be creative, even if that means just cleaning out a closet. This time, I rearranged the furniture. So out of my day of darkness, the pinhole of lightness for me was all about this crazy detour and how I will recreate myself or shift my focus in life and work. I imagine many of you are thinking the same. My message to you is, don't worry if you don't know what that looks like right now. It might be impossible to have these answers or to know how this will all unfold, at least right now. But keep taking care of yourself so you can hear and see the signs when they present themselves and are revealed. Movement and healthy eating are really important right now. Your body and brain will perform at a much higher level, which will be super helpful when we pick up the pieces of our lives in, what, 30 days? Isn't that the new timeline? I'm based in New York City, so I think this was our latest update. Also, keep taking care of each other, especially the people going it alone. There are so many cool ways to do this. Some friends are sending funny memes directly to me, which is great when I want to take a break from social media. Others are posting themselves singing short sets. It's a mini concert, and it makes us all smile. Thanks, G. The massive recipe exchange has been amazing. I've baked and roasted more food these past 3 weeks than ever. And then there are the video calls, which really help keep connections strong. I find the group calls fun, but the one-to-one video chats are still my favorite. quality time, just you and me. I don't think there's any one right way to cope. I also don't think anyone can predict beyond this day or week. Maybe this is a big lesson in surrendering. If you've listened to earlier episodes or know me personally, you know how strong I feel about surrendering to life. Let go and let it be. Breathe and feel the release of the weight that is no longer weighing you down. Control how you feel and respond. That's all you've got anyway. And last for today, please continue reaching out. I'm interested in your stories. And if you're not ready to share just yet, that's all right. I'm sending love to you. Be safe. Be well. Thanks for listening. That's it for this episode of Dreams and Detours. If you like the show, please rate, review, and subscribe and share it with your friends. You can find me at dreamsdetours.com and at dreamsdetours on Instagram. Thanks for listening.